Hello everyone, welcome back to our class, Introduction to Educational Linguistics, with me, Mr. Kass. Today we will discuss one of branches in linguistics, namely syntax. So, in the previous meeting we have discussed phonetic, phonology, and morphology. So we have discussed about sound, morpheme, and words. But now, in this meeting, we will discuss something that is higher than words, okay? That is sentence. So how words are combined into sentence, that is the topic of syntax. So what is syntax? Syntax is the rule that determine how words combine into phrases and then sentences. Syntax is simply the way words are organized structurally. The words, the sentences can be either grammatically correct or incorrect, but the sentences is still syntax. Okay? Every language has different syntax. So in this discussion, we only discuss about English syntax, because there are many languages in this world, so we only focus on English. I have provided the difference, the comparison table between grammar versus syntax. You can review them in this table. Okay, we will move to the another discussion. Okay, there are some rules in English syntax. Yeah. At least there are 7 rules in English syntax. The first one is a sentence must contain a subject and then a verb. Yeah, a sentence must contain a subject and predicate. Okay. So, for example, she is. She is a girl, for example. So there are a subject, and then there is a subject, and there is a predicate or a verb. So we cannot make predicate first and subject. Okay, it must be subject first and then verb or predicate. Yeah, for example, Bujang loves Dara. So Bujang first, and then subject first, Bujang, and then loves, predicate, and then object, Dara. Bujang loves Dara. We cannot make it like loves Bujang Dara. No, not that kind of rules. So that is the first rule. Okay, the second rule is, the subject and the verb or predicate must match in number. For example, singular subject must stand with singular verb. For example, she is, he is, it is, not it are, she are, it are. No, singular with singular. For example, he drives too fast. Yeah, he is driving too fast. He is. Okay, he was driving too fast. He was. He is going to drive too fast. He is. Okay, and then he has driven too fast. Too fast. Yeah, he has. Okay, that is singular. For plural, they drive too fast. They are driving too fast. They were driving too fast. So they are, they were, yeah. Singular with singular, singular subject with singular verb, plural subject with plural verb. Okay, that is the second rule. The third rule, verb tense sentences must be consistent throughout the paragraph and or document. We cannot use two tenses in one sentence. For example, Anton and Nara listened to dangdut music and practiced their dance move. Listened is simple past, and practice is present tense. We cannot do that. Okay, that is incorrect. The correct one is Anton and Nara listened to dangdut music and practiced their dance moves. So past and past in one sentence. Okay, that is the third rule. The fourth rule is a sentence must begin with a capital letter and end with one of these punctuation marks, for example, a period, a question mark, or an exclamation point. Okay, a period for a declarative statement or an imperative sentence, and a question mark for an interrogative sentence, questioned, and an exclamation point for a statement with extreme emotion, either positive or negative, like anger. Yeah, that is the fourth rules. The fifth rule, articles, you know, articles like a, an, the. Okay, the articles are used with nouns. Yeah, a and an describes a singular nouns. The may be used for singular or plural nouns. Okay, for example, a school should be a safe place for children. Okay, and then the school my brother goes to is a perfect examples. Okay, so when you use a or an and the, you use it for singular nouns, but for the, you can use it with plural nouns. Okay, the next point is, if you want to use an and the in a paragraph, please use a first and the. Like for example, a school should be a happy blah 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 blah, and then in the second sentence you should use the school, not a again, but the school. Yeah, because we have discussed this school in the first sentence, so we have to use the in the first a, and then in the second sentence the. Okay, that is the verb rules. The sixth rule, prepositions are words used only with nouns or pronouns to form a phrase. Prepositions are important for meaning. They show the relationship between the nouns and the sentence. Okay, preposition is important because it will help the sentences more understood. Yeah, we can understand it easily. Yeah, for example, my pencil is under my book. Okay, or my pencil is in my book. So there are differences in the use of prepositions. Okay, the use of preposition is very important because it will determine the meanings. Okay, that is the sixth rules. The seventh rule, yeah, adjectives and adverbs can be used in the base form, in the comparative form, or in the superlative form. Okay, have you heard about it? Okay, base form, in Indonesia we call kata dasar. Yeah, kata dasar. So we use the best form of adjective to describe one noun. For example, a beautiful girl. Okay, and then a smart boy. Okay, we use the best form to describe a noun. Okay, but we can use adjective or adverb to make comparative. For example, she is happier than me. Okay, or for example, my ex is happier than me. So we can use adjective in the comparative form. Yeah, but we have to add "er". Yeah, for one syllable like happy, one syllable, we add "er". Yeah, so harder, higher. Okay, but two or more syllables, we use "more", like more beautiful, more fascinating. Yeah, okay, more charming. Okay, so the syllables will show us which one we use. Is one syllable "er", two or more syllables "more". Okay, that is for comparative. For superlative, one syllable, we use "est". Yeah, for example, the hardest, the best. Okay, and the hardest, and then what else? Okay, two or more syllables, we use the most, like the most beautiful, and then the most handsome guy. Okay, the most intelligent person. So we use "the" when a word contained an adjective contained two or more syllables. Okay, that is the seventh rule. Okay, there are more rules in syntax, but we can discuss it later. Okay, so the next one is we will discuss how to analyze a sentence synthetically. Yeah, jadi ada cara menganalisis sentence di dalam syntax. There is a rule. Yeah, there is a tool in analyzing a sentence synthetically. Yeah, we call the tool as a tree diagram. Okay, for example, we see in this picture there is a sentence: the dog ate the bone. The dog ate the bone. We use a tree diagram to analyze it. So there is NP or noun phrases, and then there is below NP there is D, determiner, and noun. So noun phrases in the below part is determiner and noun, and for the verb phrase there is verb and noun phrases. 8 is verb, and the noun phrases determine and noun, the bond. Okay, so the sentences is analyzed with a tool called a tree diagram. Okay, that is how we analyze a sentence in syntax. We use a tree diagram. Okay, in the next sentence, I show you an examples. The small boy saw George with a crazy dog recently. So we can see there are many part. Yeah, the first one is the higher one is sentence, and then sentence become noun phrases and verb phrases. Noun phrases become article, adjectives, nouns, and then in the second part, verb phrases. There is a verb, there is a noun phrases, there is a PP, it means preposition verbs, and then adverb. Yeah, there is adverb. Okay, the small boy saw George with a crazy dog recently. Okay, we can use the tree diagram to see whether a sentence is ambiguous or not. Okay, for example, there is a sentence: the boy saw the man with the telescope. Okay, if we analyze this sentence, it can have two meanings. Yeah, the boy saw the man with the telescope. Okay, the first meaning, so the subject verbs, noun phrases, and then verb phrases. Okay, the boy. Okay, the boy verbs, noun phrase, and then you see there are verb stand alone, and then noun phrases stand alone, and preposition verbs stand alone. So there are, in the verb phrase, there are three parts: verb, noun phrases, and preposition verbs. Phrase. Okay. So if we use that kind of structure, it will mean that using a telescope, the boy saw the man. Okay, that is the first meaning. So use you, okay, you as the boy, you use the telescope to saw a man. Okay, using the telescope, the boy saw the man. Okay, so the telescope here is a tool for the boy. Okay, that is the first meaning. Okay, the second meaning. Okay, in the first part, in the verb phrase, noun phrase, verb phrase, we have three parts, right? Verb, noun phrase, and preposition preposition phrase. Okay, how if we only have two in the verb phrase, only verb and noun phrases? Okay, if we use that kind of structure, it will have another meaning. Okay, if the first one we have using the telescope, the boy saw the man. In the second one, the boy saw the man, and the man had a telescope. Okay, so there are two meanings if we analyze this sentence using syntax, a tree diagram syntax. Okay, that is the importance of using a tree diagram, because you can use the tree diagram to analyze whether your sentence is ambiguous or not. Okay, that is the use of a tree diagram. It will help you. Okay, and then okay, I hope our discussion can help you to understand syntax. Please comment in the section below to have a kind of discussion, so that we can help each other to more to understand more about this material. Okay, that is from me. Thank you. Have a nice day. Goodbye.